ba bu ba bu ba bum.
Thank you for joining us on the stream. I'm not really talking to you, Bill, because you had to be here.
Well, it's part of my job description, but even if it wasn't, Wendy, I'd still come in once or twice a week.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right, so big news was broken at the end of March. WGN Radio announced the 10 honorees in the 2017 Walk of Fame class. During the Steve Cochran Show, there will be a big ceremony and a live broadcast happening Thursday, May 25th, right outside on Pioneer Court here at the Tribune Tower. And people are welcome to come by. This year's 2017 Walk of Fame inductee, Lou Boudreau, Nick DiGilio, Lincoln Hampton, Vince Lloyd.
These are in alphabetical order, right? Just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
These aren't you're not going like your least favorite to your most favorite or anything. All right. Just
Mike Mathis.
Yeah.
Anne Maxfield. Judy Pilak. Congratulations to her. She'll be on later.
Overdue.
Jack Rosenberg. Larry Schreiner. And Leonard Baldy. And an interesting story about Leonard. And we are going to be talking to his son right now. Tim Baldy is not on the line with us. What happened, Kev?
He heard the first few minutes of the show, Wendy, and he was not pleased with what he heard.
Maybe because I didn't mention Leonard Baldy first.
Right, you should have.
Here's the thing, and I feel funny saying this, but I know a lot of people say, oh, I grew up on WGN.
Yeah.
And a lot of people did. My mom would listen to WGN radio all the time. Mm-hmm. And I got to be honest with you, when I was a young whippersnapper.
Well, you're talking about 20 minutes ago.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
I would listen to Super CFL and WLS.
Oh,
and I was
more
of
music
the music
oriented station, sure.
End of things.
Yeah.
But then, you know, working on this legendary radio station, it's so amazing to me to find out the history of it.
Sure.
And I'm learning more and more every day. And we're going to learn a little something about Leonard Baldy, who will be on the WGN Radio Walk of Fame. He's going to be inducted. His son, Tim Baldy, on the line with us. Tim, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
I don't know what happened. We had you on a moment ago. We lost you. We've got you back. But I don't know if you heard me say WGN radio was a staple for my mom, for a lot of parents. I was more into the music end of things on Super CFL and WLS. But working here now, I mean, that was the age. Now, Bill, what did you prefer?
Well, I
kind of a mixture?
To a little bit of everything. But my dad's presets in our car were all WGN. It was six buttons, and each one you pressed got you to WGN.
Which is good, so you don't hit the wrong station.
Right.
And your father...
It's interesting that you mentioned the presets. If I can just interject a comment. When WGN first went on with the helicopter traffic reports, they couldn't get a lot of advertisers on the Wally Phillips show initially. And when Ward Quall went around to some dealerships, he asked them, why don't you advertise on my station? And they said, I don't know, I advertise on another station. And he said, check the buttons on the car radios. And the guy did, and they were all on WGN.
How about that?
That's pretty impressive. So a Chicago police officer Leonard Frank Baldy, your father, was the first flying officer ever, gave the very first report on rush hour congestion from a helicopter for the Wally Phillips show. Now, we all take for granted reporters that are in helicopters, but your dad was the very first.
Correct. Actually, they did experiment with it briefly in Cincinnati, but he was the first full-time person doing it. And first one in Chicago as well.
And the time frame on this, Tim, is the late 1950s, right? 1958,
yes,
would this be?
It was November of 1958 when they did the first traffic reports.
And we all remember hearing about the Our Lady of the Angels School, and your dad was
right.
Instrumental in helping out some emergency crews. Tell us that.
Correct. Well, what happened was police radios were all obviously tied up with people talking back and forth. And he was up in the air on WGN trying to keep commuters away from the scene. And it actually just developed into him directing ambulances and fire trucks through back alleys and everywhere else to try to get to the area. And so he was on the air for like 3 or 4 hours straight on WGN directing traffic.
And was he one of the first? Obviously, he was one of the first people to give alternate routes, because we hear that all the time. Yeah.
Yes, he was. That was the thing back then, is the reason why they tried to put him up in the helicopter the first time was because you couldn't do traffic reports from the street the way some radio stations were doing. And during the Our Lady of Angels fire, it was just so congested, the ambulances and fire trucks couldn't get to the scene. And so he started telling them, take this route, take that route, cut down this alley, and you'll be there. And he was also trying to keep parents and other people away from the scene. So that's pretty much what he was doing at that time.
Tim, did he have any experience as a broadcaster? I know he was a police officer, Chicago police officer, but did he have any kind of history of broadcasting prior to being hired?
Not really. What was going on was he was kind of a pioneer police officer as well. I don't know if you knew this, but in 1954, he was the first in Chicago to experiment with and use the radar gun. And later he went on voluntarily speaking about traffic safety to schools and at clubs and, you know, public places. And the department was going through a lot of scandals at the time, and he just seemed to be like, you know, one of the few people that people weren't complaining about, you might say. He wasn't a scandal person. And so when WGM went to the police department and asked, is there anyone that, you know, we could put in a helicopter and, you know, and try this out with, he was like the hands down favorite. And it was a success. He went on. He had the kind of personality that, you know, he could talk to people and he could relate to the average guy.
And quite a sense of humor, I understand.
Yeah, he usually ended each broadcast, you know, because he was on like four times in the afternoon and four times in the morning. A lot of the stuff, he would kind of end his little thing with a quip. Some of them you couldn't say today because of the political correctness, but an example of one Bill might like was he used to say stuff like, if your wife wants to learn to drive, don't stand in her way. It was stuff like that. And back then it was acceptable, but yeah, you know, today somebody might frown on that.
Right, because women are better drivers anyway, but we can get into that argument later. The WGN Radio Walk of Fame honors the station's legendary talent, and it's very exciting for me and Bill and some of the listeners who may not know to find out more about this year's class, who will be inducted to the Walk of Fame on Thursday, May 25th. So we're learning about Leonard Baldy right now from his son, Tim Baldy. And I understand he was a fan favorite here, definitely a household name. He would get a lot of fan mail?
Yes, he would. In fact, at one point, you know, like there were contest things going on and other things that WGN was promoting. At one point, he received 3,000 pieces of fan mail in 1 month.
Wow.
And that was back in the days where you actually had to buy a postcard and put a stamp on it. Nowadays, you know, with email and everything else, and, you know, that just wouldn't happen. But, yeah, he received 3,000 pieces of fan mail in 1 month.
In a month. In comparison, Tim, to Wendy and I got a Christmas card this year.
Wow.
But we get 3,000 complaint emails every
day.
Easily. All right. So tragic news about your father. Please tell us about his last report.
Well, let's see. He broadcast every day. And the last day, which was May 2nd, 1960, the Cubs game was running late. So he was flying over Wrigley Field. And somebody, you know, I think it was Jack Quinlan at the time, said, I hear you overhead, Len. And he broadcast down back to the studio. Yeah, I'm right over center field. And that was the last thing anybody ever heard of him. The helicopter continued southward. And around the intersection of Hubbard and Milwaukee, the rotor, which is the top propeller thing, it busted off. It was, I guess it had been remanufactured and wasn't stable. It fell off, and obviously the helicopter crashed, killing him and his pilot.
Such a tragic end.
Awful, awful. Prior to that happening, Tim, was there any reticence at all to go up in a helicopter, or was he at ease with it?
He was at ease with it. He really thought it was great because it was at a time because he was still a police officer. It was at a time when they were just starting to experiment with overhead surveillance, and he actually did a couple of times while in the helicopter waiting to go on to do a broadcast. He would get a police call. There's something going on. He would direct his pilot to go fly over that area, and he would report, you know. One time he reported there was some guy hidden behind a wall, and the police went and found him. So it was the whole start of a lot of different things, not just in the radio world, but in the police world. It all started that way.
We owe a lot to him, that's for certain, and we can't wait for him to be honored in the WGN Walk of Fame ceremony, which is happening Thursday, May 25th. I sure hope you will be there, Tim, because I can't wait to meet you.
I will definitely be there, because I'd like to meet you guys as well.
Well, thank you, Tim. We're so happy for you. We're happy for the family, and most of all, of course, for your dad, who certainly deserves this honor. So we will see you in a few weeks.
Thank you so much, Tim. Nice to meet you.
Take care, Tim. That's Tim Baldy, the son of flying officer Leonard Frank Baldy.